what jail is like.
Thanks for helping us out again, you bastards.
Oh, you people don't deserve us.
No, no. I mean, we ain't gonna let you down like the Oscars do.
No way, dude.
I don't know why you're watching those. I mean, we never get it wrong.
Seriously, we ain't no Angelina Jolie winning an Oscar.
Yeah, making out with her brother.
Or Samantha Morton.
So, real quick, I want to bring up a tabloid headline that... This one.
Oh, yes.
A tabloid headline that Mark and I saw while we were on our way here picking up a tape to tape the show. Because we're narcissistic. We just listen to ourselves over and over and over.
Well, I don't want
to
forget this episode.
What? The headline on the National Enquirer or whatever it was.
It's one of those.
JFK Jr.'s legacy lives on. Sister Carolyn to have baby. The implications there are disgusting and twisted.
Yeah, they're really gross, huh?
Like, yes, his legacy lives on because his sister's having his baby. Lord. And we're all supposed to applaud that?
Yeah, that's not a good
thing. The Kennedys really can get away with anything. It's gross. Yeah,
they can make it socially acceptable.
That's my trenchant social commentary.
All right. You guys are really putting me on the spot. I just want you to know. You're putting the pressure on me real hard to find a clever way to use the word trenchant. Because I'm the only one left now.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you guys using all the good, pithy ones, and now I'm going to have to find some way to force it into a sentence.
The Mariana Trenchant.
So, how you guys doing?
I'm all right.
So what kind of phone calls do we get?
Well, you know, why don't we... You know, we're so lazy. We haven't even named this section. Like, the last couple weeks we've done it. We haven't even given its proper name. Which is free advice is better than no advice at all, so shut your damn ungrateful mouth.
Well, I don't think there's usually an all in there, is there?
Is there? See, I was wondering. No. Is there an all?
No.
All right. Free advice is better than no advice, so shut your damn ungrateful mouth. I do advice, Colin.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that just makes it so much better.
Yeah, you know, I mean, so basically what you could have done during that phone call is... give us a call, and you would be sitting out there then. You would be, you know, presumably fairly near to your phone, because there's only so far that you can run after the music break, you know, and still be within the range of the radio. And presumably, you know, having told us your problem, you still have the problem. So if you still have that problem, we would solve it.
Right. And I mean, when you're a little kid, you know, and it's one of the greatest joys of life is seeing the ice cream man come down your street, you know, the familiar jingle ringing in your head, more powerful than the trenchant prose of your favorite writer.
Nice.
Dun, dun.
Just a simple delight that strikes the soul, but not as delightful as checking out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Boom.
Hey guys, all this Dr. Pepper is really warm. I want some cold Dr. Pepper for once. Bastards.
Triple J called us up. He had a problem.
Triple J?
Triple J.
9J cubed.
Long time listener, long time caller.
I like that guy, but he's got a lot of problems.
He's got a lot of problems.
Every time we solve one, a new one pops up.
I'm beginning
to like that guy, though.
He just makes one up every week to tell us.
No.
I don't know. I don't want to sell you out, Triple J.
Keep believing.
But I think you're just feeding us fodder here. That's pretty good, man.
Thank you.
So Triple J goes, I was on the quad today. Today's Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a problem?
No, I'm getting there. I'm just prefacing it's a problem. And he said it was so quiet. Triple J goes, it's so quiet. And he just wanted it to be loud. And alive, but all he had was this dead silence on the quad, and he finds this problem a lot sometimes, you know? He finds it a lot sometimes. Mm-hmm. That's what he does. Yeah, he finds it all the time, never.
I wish you guys could have seen how cute he looked when he did that.
So Triple J has this problem all the time, never.
Not Triple J, Matt.
Triple J,
looked cute.
You know, he gets in spaces where really quiet, and he just wants... signs of life. He wants noise, you know, mm-hmm. that maybe you're used to during a school day or a weekday or something like that. So the problem is, how can he take these opportunities when he has this problem and fill up this kind of silence with the noise that comforts him so much?
Noise and life. Well, one solution that pops in my head just right off the bat is go to the store. They've got those stores now where like that are devoted entirely to like renting stuff or like rent to own sort of places, you know. Go to one of those rent to own places and rent a pack of Visigoths and bring them out with you. It's in their nature to sack everything that they see to ravage. They could ravage the quad for you, and that would kind of stir things up a little bit.
Even if people didn't come out and scream and point and cops didn't show up, you'd have their hooting and hollering.
Breaking up glass.
Yeah, and their revelry to fill the silence alone.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you think about it, what anyone likes about the quad is, you know, is the grass and the sunshine. You know, nobody really cares about, like, the light fixtures or the buildings or the babies or anything like that. You know, they're really, the Visigoths aren't going to destroy those two very important components for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you use them enough, you'll own them. Rent to own.
And, you know, all the hip kids have their own pack of Visigoths.
Yeah,
that's right.
Triple J. I was going to say to maybe put yourself through a severe emotional trauma, one that would induce schizophrenia, because that's the goal here. And then when all those little voices start, you'll never be alone. You'll never be without silence. They'll always be telling you to do things like eat dirt, pleasure yourself furiously out of one of the windows of Lincoln Hall, or, you know, kill people. And because that's what the voices usually do.
Another thing that you can do if you're willing to, dive into madness is go out to the quad, dress in a white shirt and black pants, and start eating the grass. It's entirely possible that you'll be mistaken for a cow, and you'll have a very interesting afternoon as you are, in fact, herded up. You know, people scream and point at you, and that's some noise, and people will grab you and shove you into a truck, and that's some noise, and you get to hear the truck, you get to hear the rednecks talking. Then they put you out on a pasture, and all you have to do is continue eating grass. You get to listen to the cows mooing all the time. They moo, they don't even know what they're doing, you know. That's some noise right there, and all it takes is a, you know, healthy appetite, a white shirt, and some black pants.
I was going to say, if you can get a tight black pants and a tight white shirt and go out on the quad and begin eating grass, you may be mistaken for a sorority girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's constant noise, because you may get picked up by a roving group of them. They're much like Visigoths.
Mm-hmm.
They travel in bands, they sack and ravage, and you might just get swept up, and then it's constant this for the rest of your life. You know, but it's all, you know, there's like cute and clever little words, and they just walk around doing that at different houses.
Sisterhood.
I was going to go a different route and say, take some of the damn responsibility upon your shoulders, Jay, times three. Don't rely on other things to fill the noise. Impale yourself on the top of Follinger. You're moaning and screaming as you slowly slip into the darkness that is your death. It will be more noise than you can handle, breaking the silence so beautifully. And you will have done it by yourself without, you know, bothering anyone else or trying to spend the money on renting Visigoths or anything like that.
That's true. You could just step it up and get some more Jays involved. You know, you get enough Jays, and there's going to be some noise.
That's a good point.
I've got a J for you if you want to call. I know another J.
I mean, and three is remarkable, but, that, you know, no reason to become complacent.
If you can push the J envelope.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
If you could be break like the Land J record.
What is the Land J record these days?
I'm not sure. I'll check it out.
That was awesome. That was great.
See, guys, comedy, it just means take something, take one word out and replace it with what you're talking about. And it's also about funny ways to say things like, Kila Monster! You can say, Kila Monster!
And that's funny.
You're a comedian. Sorry, that was just a little sidelight, Jay. But really, Jay, I think we've presented you with some great options. And I think, any one or a combination of all will really get you the noise and commotion that you need.
Okay. I want some fresh air, so I'm thinking we should play another song, and then we'll come back and do a serious round of PSAs. Okay. Like an extended, brutal round of PSAs where we really get down to it.
Like mortal PSA.
Bear it all on these PSAs, you know.
There is a fee. Finish him.
Your PSA is kind of like... wobble it a little bit.
And then you, then the one PSA just rips all the words off the other PSA's card.
And it holds them up and then eats them.
Reveals the fee.
Wait, I've done that.
Scary finishing move. So the phone number is 359-9338 if you got anything to say to us.
I'd like to know what's going on with the Askers. If you'd call.
Yeah, 359-9338 and let us know.
We're totally proving a theory tonight that if you talk long enough, something funny will come out of it. A theory. That's actually formally known as the Robin Williams theory.
Yep. Formally. Or formerly. Either way. Pre-Bicentennial Man, I think.
Yes.
So, Eric, what more should we hear of?
Can I have the thing? And I'll find one that doesn't have curse words in it.
Don't stop believing.
Eric, you're supposed to be working.
I am.
Don't take
that
in the
queue. Real quick. I don't think this one has. And I think it's kind of long.
What's up?
Okay, here. Play. This one goes out to Mike or not, because he'll know why.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy. And he's not calling us. He's telling us what's going on with the Askers.
Seriously.
Play song number 11.
Okay, movie music. You can pick it up in stores.
I think this week, but I could be wrong. Don't quote us.
Here's track 11 on volume 1. The phone number is 359-9338. Thanks for being with us.